Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Pei Ches, mitzvah 388. As we start Parshas Korach, we did the three mitzvahs in Shlach, and we now start Parshas Korach. Korach has nine mitzvahs. Today is the first of the second half of Sefer Bamidbar, if you are keeping track. But Sefer Bamidbar has 52 mitzvahs. Today is mitzvah number 26. Actually, one of the halfway points. Mitzvah 26 in Sefer Bamidbar, we go to Korach. Just as in Shlach, the mitzvahs of Shlach were in the second half of the Parsha, because the story in the first half did not have any mitzvahs, so too Korach. So now we skip through the whole story of Korach and the rebellion, and we go to the second half in Perek Yud Ches, where we have a number of mitzvahs listed. Says the Torah in Perek Yud Ches, Vayomer Hashem al Aaron. Hashem says to Aaron, right after Aaron was, his authority was rebelled against to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu reiterates his position in Klal Yisrael. Ata uvanecha uveisavicha itach. You and your family, tisu azavon ha-mikdash. You will carry, literally, the sin of the mikdash. You are responsible for the avon ha-mikdash. V'ata uvanecha itcha tisu azavon kuhun aschem. Your family's in charge. V'gamas achecha matei Levi, the whole shevet of Levi, along with you, is in charge. In charge to do what? So, the rest, most of the nine mitzvahs of the Parsha have to do with the Kohanim de Levim, if not all. And here's the first one. V'shamru mishmartacha u'mishmeres kol ha'ohel. You shall guard the ohel. You shall guard the mishmeres. Ach el klei hakodesh v'al mizbeach lo yikravu. Make sure nobody comes close to the kelim or to the mizbeach. V'lo yamusu gam heim gam atem. If somebody comes close who's not supposed to, you will die and they will die. V'nilvu elecha v'shamru es mishmeres ohel moed. The Levim will accompany you and guard the mishmeres ohel moed. V'zar lo yikrav aleichem. This is the mitzvah of shmira that is done. Today's mitzvah is Shmira B'Migdash. This is an Aseh and a Los Aseh. Today's the mitzvah's Aseh, mitzvah Shmira B'Migdash. If you look four mitzvahs ahead, mitzvah Shin, Sadik, Aleph, later on we're going to have the Los Aseh. Not to be Mevatel, the Shmiras. These two mitzvahs go together, which we'll get to the other one in a couple of days. Says the Chinuch, what is encompassed in this mitzvah? This mitzvah is upon the Kohanim and the Levim, Lishmar HaMikdash, to guard the Mikdash, V'lalechas vivo tamid, B'chol laila v'laila kol laila, to guard the Mikdash, to go around the Mikdash in watches. There are watches of the Mikdash. They're split up, and as we'll see, there are a number of places, 24 places to guard, and that's where they must be positioned every night. Every night. Why is every night significant? We'll see in a minute when we get to a machlokas. V'shmira zuhi k'dei l'chabda ul'aroma ul'fa'aro. What is the purpose of the shmira of the mikdash? It is purely to glorify and to honor the mikdash. Lo miyos shum pachad me'oyev chalila. The mitzvah of guarding the mikdash, of shmiras mikdash, has nothing to do with security. It has nothing to do with, oh, we're worried that something is going to get stolen. No. The chinuch is quoting the Rambam. The Rambam says this explicitly. Shmiras ha-mikdash mitzvah saseh. Even though there's no fear of an enemy or fear of robbers coming in. No, that's not the reason that there's a mitzvah daraisa for Kohanim and Levim to guard the Mikdash. It's just kavod. It's giving honor. You can't compare a palace which has fancy guards all the time to fancy guards not all the time. Right, if you go to in England, right? You go to Buckingham Palace. You have the changing of the guards, right? What is that? What do they do? They're guarding the place. They're really, oh, you may got to make sure that it's the most guarded place in the world. You can't steal anything from there. No, what? That's all pomp and circumstance. That's the whole essence of the guards. So that's this mitzvah, pomp and circumstance, to give kavod to the Beis HaMikdash, to give kavod to the holiest place on earth. That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Chinuch says. Shenemar v'shamruas mishmeres ohel moed, to guard the ohel moed. This is a mitzvah asay. Skip a couple of lines. V'shamanamar od gedolo lemikdash yeshal of shomrim. Great is the base of mikdash that it has guards on it. It has shomrim there. People are always there. Eino domet platrin yeshal of shomrim leplatrin sheino la shomrim. As the Rambam quoted as well. V'yadua sheplatrin shama hechal. The greatest palace in the world is the hechal. Wonderful. Important Actually, let's continue for a minute, and then we'll come back. Misharshi mitzvah. So what's the shorish behind the mitzvah, as we've just said? Ki bechvod habayis. The more covet that we give to the Beis HaMikdash, the more people will be inspired from the Beis HaMikdash. The more they're inspired, the more it'll affect their behavior, and the closer we'll get to Hashem. So ultimately, giving covet to the Beis HaMikdash will affect us. That's the purpose. Ki bechvod habayis. Siba laseis moro el livnei adam. The more covet we give to the Beis HaMikdash, that will implant fear and awe into the hearts of all of those around. Whenever we come to the Beis HaMikdash, which besides Yamim Tovim will be for the purpose of achieving forgiveness, bringing a chatas, bringing an asham, whatever the purpose is, yisrachachu halavavos el hachuva, a beautiful lashon, our hearts will melt. Yisrachu alavavos el hachuva bimehera, quickly, because we'll be so inspired. We'll see the Beis HaMikdash. We're like, wow, what an awesome place! Look how glorified it is. Ukenin shamayna barucha, like we explained back in Truma et Tzaveh. Umikvodosha bayis hu limnos alav shomrim kiderech hamalachim agdolim asher baarish yasu kein. Just like human kings act in this way to put guards on the outside, even if they're not needed. So too in our case. The problem with this position, and to suggest that the guards are all about, is not because of, you know, it's not because of protection from robbery, it's all for kavod, of glorification. It doesn't sound like the Torah is saying that. If you look in the psukim in the Torah that we just read before, it sounds like, you know what the reason you need guards there? To make sure that no Yisraelim wander in and go to where they're not supposed to go. That's what it sounds like from the psukim. It says, "Vishamru es mishmeres oel moed l'chol avodas oel v'zar lo yikrav aleichem." It says beferish what the reason is. And if you know what, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says that's the reason. Rashi is not here. Rashi is in Bamidbar. State Parshas Bamidbar, which interestingly, the Chinuch quotes this mitzvah here, not in Parshas Bamidbar. It's quoted in two places. There, it says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, Vishamru es kol klei oel moed, Vesmishveres oel moed, Lavodes avodes hamishkan. Rashi says there, what is the purpose of the guarding? Lefi sheshmiras hamikdash alav shalo yikrav zar. So Yisraelim don't wander in. That's the purpose. And that's what the Svarno also says. The Svarno says here in Parshas Korach, what is the purpose of the guards? Tisu azavona mikdash, shalo yikraf, tame velozar. Tame person doesn't come close, velozar lufnim, mimichatzaso, shezem mutal kochem. This is on you. The purpose of the guarding is for you to guard that they don't come close. Because if they come close, it's your fault. Because you're the guards. So ask that the Parshas of the Psukim, and ask Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer on Pamidbar, why do these Rishonim assume that it's for sure not to protect others from walking in? They're motzi the pshat. So says Rav Asher Weiss, you know how the Rishonim knew this? Because there are three or four halachos that make it clear. Halachos as part of this mitzvah that make it clear that it's not for the purpose of guarding from other people. Number one, if you look in the continuation, we're going to get to some of the halachos. Look at the continuation, Midini HaMitzvah. Next point, there are 24 places that they stood. Many of these places, if it was just about making sure people don't walk in, they would just be standing at the doors. But they're not just at the doors. They're in this corner, they're in that corner, they're on this lookout, they're in this place. They're not just at the places where people would walk in and walk out. So if the only purpose was to make sure that people don't walk in, that we wouldn't have in Torah Shebaal Peh that there are 24 random places. Some of them are at the Sha'arim, but there's extra. Sha'arba v'esrim eida shomrim oto b'chalayla, ba'arba v'esrim makomos, 24 places. Beginning of the first Mishnah is in Midos. Ha'kohanim shomrim b'shlosha makomos bifnim. The Kohanim are 3 places inside. The Leviim are 21 places outside. And there's somebody who walks around to make sure people don't fall asleep. But point number one, if it's just about guarding that people don't come in, then it wouldn't be that there would be these 24 places. Number one. Number two is the Lamer Shomer Bosan Makamos Lo B'Tchilas Azara. You should have, there are some places where you should have guards that you don't have guards. We know that Yisraelim are allowed to walk into the eastern 11 Amos, into the Azara. Up until that point, that's called Ezra's Yisrael. And after that is Ezra's Kohanim. As you get closer to the Mizbeach, they can't walk there. There are no guards there. So Dafka there, you should have guards. Number two. And number three, this is the major issue. We're going to see a machlokas Rishonim in a minute, but many Rishonim, including the Rambam and the Chinuch, hold that guards are only at night. Only by Lila do you need the guards. Not by day. If it's all about protecting from people walking in, there's nobody there at night. The Heichal is closed at night. There are no Yisraelim around. You have all these guards at night. So that is why, based on these three reasons and more, that is why the Menachas Zasher suggests, that's why the Rishonim assumed that the reason is l'chabdo u'lahadro u'lefa'aro, not specifically, as the Psukim say, to guard. The problem just though is, okay, wait, you explained the Svara, but what do you do with the Psukim? The Psukim say it's to protect. So, beautiful idea. He says, maybe, he says, we know the Psukim were in Bamidbar, and the Psukim are here again. The same mitzvah of Shmir Mi Mikdash. Suggests Rav Asher Weiss, originally, maybe it had one purpose. But now, afterwards, it has another purpose. Meaning, there are two purposes. After the rebellion against Aaron HaKohen, and the realization of Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Am Yisrael need to be inspired and awed by this place, so maybe that's why they added the reason. You got to work out the psukim, but that's what he says. He says, "Efshar de'ein ze ela b'mishkan shem b'idbar shelo hayu." Oh, first he says maybe it only applies in the Mishkan, not in the Beis Hamikdash, because the Mishkan didn't have doors. But then he says in the Efshar, he says maybe after Ro b'nei Yisrael b'machlokes shasa korach ve'ira kedushas kahuna v'ton shekol eilo kulon kadoshim oz in its we had to add on this other Hidur element. Still got to work out. The Psukim in Korach seem to say this as well, but this is his suggestion. Beautiful. Good. We continue though now. Related to this is what I alluded to, and that is, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether this mitzvah only applies at night, or also applies to the day. The Rambam and the Chiddush clearly say, the mitzvah of Shmirah is only at night. Only at night, during the day, there's no Shmira needed. But the Mefarish, in the beginning of Maseches Tamid, and the Rush, both hold that the mitzvah is also by day. Similar, just as a mashal, the Rambam says the mitzvah to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So many Rishonim say, the Rashi says that it's only at night. The Rambam says, no, it's a mitzvah to light in the morning too. Because after all, the Gemara says in Shabbos, we need the light? It's only to give off light? No! Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the light. The mitzvah is to show that there is Hashra'as Hashchina in the world and in the Mikdash specifically. So too here. Just like the Rambam says there's a mitzvah of menorah by day, so too says the Mefarish, it says the Rush, it could be that's why there's a mitzvah also by day. Again, Rav Asher Weiss in that same piece suggests, well, what about according to the Rambam? What about according to the Chinuch, why isn't there a mitzvah of Shmira by day? If it's all about glorifying the Beis HaMikdash, have it by day too. So he suggests maybe the mitzvah is about not having a Hesach Hadas for the Mikdash, always having a focus and being awed. By daytime, you don't need the Shmira, because you see the Kohanim and Leviim in their activities, in their Avodah. That itself is bringing awe and covet to the Mikdash. It's only at night where nothing else is being done, that's where you need the extra Shmira of the Kohanim and the Leviim. That's what, again, he suggests here in in Simon Beis, in the Minchas Asher, you don't need it. Umeiresh Havamina, he says that you don't need it because near it, debiyom etzem avodas hakonim halo hefech inin hasachadas, and you don't need it. And that is why he says if you look closely in the Rambam in the Koteret and in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he never says. In the Halakhos, he says the mitzvah only applies by night. But when he defines the mitzvah, the Rambam just says it's a mitzvah to guard the Mikdash. Period. When he defines the mitzvah, he doesn't say only at night. So why? That's a major detail. Why does he leave that out? The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the mitzvah is lishmar es hamikdash saviv, to guard the Mikdash. So the reason that he might leave that detail out is because really it is guarded during the day. The same result is achieved. You can't have a Hesach Hadas from the Mikdash. So during the day it's the Avoda. At night, it's the Shmira that's done by the Kohanim and the Leviim. Just practically, you don't need it by day. But really, the mitzvah exists by day as well. That's what he says is a possibility. And an afkamina would be, let's say, somehow, Rachman al-Islan, during the Beis HaMikdash, you can't do the Avoda during the day. You can't do it. Let's say after Shavas HaBatamas, when there was no more carbon tamid. So then maybe then you'd have to do Shmira by day. That could be an afkamina during this time. That's his suggestion, even though he says it might not work out with all of the sources. Okay, let's continue though now. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch. Who is the mitzvah? Let's continue the Chinuch, and then we'll get to the Minchas Chinuch. As we mentioned, there are 24 spots that the Kohanim and the Leviim stood. Uma Amidin Echad, and there was a appointee that went around waking everybody up if they were sleeping. And if somebody was sleeping on the job, they had the rights to take the torch that they were walking around with and light the guy's begadim a little bit, singe them a little bit to get him out of bed, to get him off the, get him awake. And the guy, the ish harabayas nikra, and when he saw somebody sleeping, shu yashed v'choftu b'maklo v'rishusay lo lisrovis k'suso. It's a mishnah. He had a rishus to burn the guy's clothing. Actually, over Yerushalayim, when people in Yerushalayim used to hear somebody screaming during the night, they used to say, ah, somebody slept on the job. Somebody was sleeping. It must be that the ish harabayas had to wake him up by singeing him a little bit. Good. Before we get to Yeser Prateha, who's the mitzvah? Who's allowed to do the mitzvah? So, a very classic Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis, where the Minchas Chinuch says, could a Baal Mum do this? So, he suggests, well, I'm not sure if this is called Avoda. If it's called Avoda, then the Baal Mum cannot do it. A Kohen or a Levi with a Mum. But I think, he says, I'm noted to say, a Baal Mum could do it too. And then he says, what about an Androgynous? Androgynous, we know, is Chatzi Zachar, Chatzi Nekeva. So he assumes that Androgynous could do it. Because after all, what? So you have a man here. So you have a woman here too, so a woman's sitting next to the man. So big deal. So you have a half a man here. So he assumes that Androgynous would be kosher. The Kiva, the Ain Bitsana Shani Al Kapanim Isser, Imkin, Mali Chazio Kulo. Kiva do Chatzi Zachar Al Kapanim Kosher. Good. Then he has a very important discussion. What about a Katan? A Cheresh out of a Katan. This is a discussion in the Rishon. The Rishonim discuss it, the Rush and others in the Mishnayis Tamid discuss, is our Tanim allowed to do this? In Dibur Maskil L'chora, says the Menchas Chinuch, after mitzvah zasei, v'hanu labnei mitzvah ninu, even though this is a mitzvah zasei daraisa, a katan is not included, mikomakum, still the mitzvah is really on the Kohanim, or on the Mikdash. Similar, he compares this to the mitzvah daraisa, which we discussed already, of eating karbanos. Eating karbanis. Is a katan allowed to eat a karban? Is a katan allowed to eat a karban? The answer is yes. Kashi kalam also is included in the mitzvah. A katan can eat it. How can a katan eat it? He's not chayiv. No, the mitzvah is to focus on the karban to be eaten. So too, says the Menchas Chinuch, this mitzvah is just to get it done, to have the shmirah done. It doesn't matter, even if it is a katan. So he says in the second wide line, v'ini maven atzmiyazos, I don't know what the problem is. De b'hai gavna matzinu. He says, just like by karbanos, de mevur sham, d'achilos kachi kachim, mi mitzvah zasei, v'nechshav mechal tarig mitzvahs, and a katan is mutter to eat kachi kachim. And therefore, says the Menchas Chinuch, in my view, I think no problem for a katan to be able to take part. If you have a katan who's a bar das, who knows, who has a certain basic understanding of what's going on, he has to do an act of shmirah. He has to do an act of shmirah, have some das, but he would be able to do this as well. Good. That's a Baal Mum and a katan. Continues the chinuch. The yeser prateha, the other details of this mitzvah. Kegon, heichan ha'yo levim, heichan ha'shomrim, where were the levim, where were the shomrim, if one of them became tummy in the middle of the night, what are they supposed to do? That is all explained in Meseches Tamid and Meseches Midos. Two of the little mesechtas at the end of Seder Kachim. Midos is only Mishnayos. There's no Gemara on Midos, but Tamid has a little Gemara. It's the shortest Gemara. Tamid and Midos, that is all about them, Meseches Kachim. So look there. The first Mishnah is that each of those Mesechtas discuss this mitzvah. If you look, an interesting discussion. There's a Machlokas. It's known as a Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Whether Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi really wrote the Mishnah, or he compiled the Mishnah, but didn't actually write it down. That is the Rambam says clearly that he wrote it. Kasav. The Rashi in a couple of places, and the Maritz Chayis is a big fan of this Rashi. He brings many rayas that it was not written down yet until much later, till after Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He writes this in the Kisvei Maritz Chayis. If you want to look it up on page Shimem Vav, Shimem Zayin, he quotes just a fascinating Ha'ara. There are many rayas, but he says, why do we always say Tznan Hasam or Ditanya? We learned there, we learned here, this and that. Why don't we say Dichsiv? What, only because we want to differentiate between Torah Shebichsav, which says Dichsiv, and Torah Shebal Peh? Sometimes you find Dichsiv, he quotes, by other books, by Ben Sira, which is an apocryphal book, the Gemara says Dichsiv. So he says, there's a basis shita on that, but he says the fact that it always says Ditzan and Dichsiv, or Shaninu, we learned, Midareinu, Denakar Hashas, Bekam, Titzan, Hasam, Bechulu, Bechulu, he says it must not have been written yet, Bechulu. But he says there are certain Mesechtas that were obviously written earlier. and that includes Tamid and Midos. These Masechtos that were included here, Kalim, Tamid, Idios, Midos, Vodez, Oprakim, Shonim, those were definitely written earlier. There are riots to that, but the rest, he assumes, according to Rashi, was written later. Either way, that's just a ha'ara about Tamid and Midos. Who does the mitzvah incumbent upon? Kohanim and Levim. They have the mitzvah to guard the Beis HaMikdash when there's a Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah is not on the Yisraelim. The Yisraelim have an isser to go too far into the Beis HaMikdash, where they're not allowed to go. But the mitzvah of Shmira is on the Kohanim and the Levim. The Avnei Nezer in the 1800s, right, towards the end of the 1800s, he lived into the 1900s also, was asked, why isn't there a mitzvah Bizman Hazeh? The story is told, it's quoted in the Yagdol Torah, right here in Parshas Korach, that in the times of the Avnei Nezer, there was a certain Hasidish Rebbe, Hillel Moshe Meshel Gelbstein, who assumed that this mitzvah should apply Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, he wanted to set up shtiblach around the Mekomos of Harabayis. There was nothing going on there at the time. There was just a bunch of Arabs living in this area. He wanted to set up shtiblach around Harabayis and get Kohanim and Levim to sit there to be Mekai in this mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. And the Avnei Nezer goes through a tshuva and says, does that apply today? And he wrote this tshuva to him, Hillel Moshe Meshel Meir Bialystok, Yoshev Yerushalayim. If it applies to Bizman Hazeh, he says, I don't know. He says, do you say, is there Kedusha Bizman Hazeh? Assuming there is Kedusha, are we Tameh? Is this called an Avoda? Like we spoke about before with Bali Mumin. So he says it's a possibility. It's a possibility, but he's noted to say we're Tameh, and it's an Avoda, therefore you can't do it anyway. But other Achronim say, the whole mitzvah doesn't apply today. The mitzvah is guarding the Mikdash. If there is not guarding the Kedusha of the Mikdash, it's guarding the Mikdash, like we quoted before, the Chazal. Ain't a dome, a palace with guards, to a palace without guards. If there's no palace, there's no mitzvah of guards. And therefore, we assume, Pashtus, that there is no such mitzvah. The Avnei Nezer discusses that, but an interesting story that occurred 175 years ago relating to this mitzvah. Okay, that takes us through Shmiras Mikdash, and we'll get into more mitzvahs relating to jobs of the Kohen and the Levi when we get into the next mitzvah next time.